Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is Soccer Matters. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome in, everybody. Our thoughts go out to all suffering with the challenges of the flooding here in Houston. I'd be remiss not to start the show with this. Houston's a tough town, but your heart truly goes out to those struggling here with this. And what I certainly recognize is it's mentally fatiguing for people to go through natural disasters like this. So heartfelt thoughts go out to a lot of the amazing people in Houston that are fighting through this. And by the way, out of these disasters come just some amazing human beings that are the most benevolent and giving people I've seen. It's amazing to see some of the stories on TV. Tons of things going on that we don't even know about from caring and concerned people that give a damn about others. So it's nice. So stick tough, Houston. I myself walked down to Allen Parkway yesterday, and it's unbelievable to see how much water is there. And it's all over town. Speaking of caring, tonight's show is dedicated to Leo Ponce. Leo Ponce was a young man at only 25 years of age, passed away, taken too soon. But you talk about generous. It's amazing all the testimony coming in around Leo. And huge Dynamo fan, huge Dash fan, was a talented writer, could be seen at a lot of the Dynamo practices, part of the Dynamo supporters group, big sports fan here in Houston, period. He wrote and covered the Dynamo. We had him up on a show here a couple of months ago, maybe about 8 weeks ago. Leo definitely had opinion, and he did have it that night on that glorious show. So real sad to hear. Taken way too young. Tonight we dedicate the show to Leo. Drama in the Premier League. Referees again drawing attention in both Major League Soccer and the Premiership. The Dynamo doused by L.A. and a familiar Houston name, Dos Santos, playing a big part in the L.A. It was an ugly night. 4-1 over the Dynamo. Barcelona continuing their run of poor form. They go down at the new camp, despite the fact that Lionel Messi scored his 500th. It's game on in La Liga. And it's also game on right now for Tottenham Hotspur as they picked up 2 points, absolutely ripping apart Stoke at the Britannia yesterday, 4-0. Of course, that coupled with a Leicester City 2-2 draw. Hershey, Pennsylvania's in the news. Yep. You ever been there? 17-year-old Christian Pusilic scores for Dortmund in the Bundesliga. He's a U.S. citizen. Dash on. They defeat the Chicago Red Stars 3-1 in NWSL play. So, we're off and running tonight. 713-780-3776. We can talk Champions League semifinals. By the way, for all of you Real Madrid fans that are jumping for joy over getting Manchester City, which I can understand that because you want to avoid Atletico Madrid and Bayern Munich. But Manchester City has one very hot striker right now. And hot strikers can carry teams. And that is Sergio Aguero. So just keep that in mind, all you Madrid fans. Then again, Real Madrid's got a pretty hot striker themselves in Cristiano Ronaldo. Champions League semifinals are going to be awesome. We stream at ESPN975.com. We'll also talk about, I couldn't believe how many people say this is the greatest Liverpool game they've seen. The Liverpool comeback against Dortmund, it was unbelievable. Liverpool legend Alan Kennedy was in town. We had him in studio a couple days before that game. Many people took it in with the Liverpool-Houston supporters group over at the Gorgeous Gale in West University. We can talk about that as well. Spectacular. 713-780-3776. And if Liverpool fans didn't have enough, they then got to see the brilliance of Steven Gerrard down at BBVA Compass Stadium with the LA Galaxy. Second hour tonight, Eddie Robinson in studio, my partner on Root Sports. Of course, this weekend we'll be on the Cube 57, bringing you the Dynamo at Columbus. From ESPN Deportes, Rene Aguilar will be on the show. We'll hear from Lone Star Sports and Entertainment's David Fletcher tonight as well. Dwight Burgess, who is a play-by-play man over the years for the Columbus Crew, he will come on the program to talk about the Crew. Giles Barnes will come on the show as well tonight. We'll talk to Giles about what's going on with the Dynamo. What's wrong? And we'll take your calls on the Dynamo as well, 713-780-3776. Let me just clue you into something. The Dynamo defensive struggles have continued for a number of years now, all the way back to 2013. It was a team that struggled defensively back then. If it were not for Tally Hall winning games on his own, standing on his head, the Dynamo would not have made the playoffs that year. 2014, they gave up 58 goals. So this inconsistent ability to collectively defend and make individual mistakes that are punished, this has occurred long before Owen Coyle got here. And last year it improved, and this year we're seeing the inconsistency again. So the Dynamo have got to get it together. We'll talk to Giles Barnes about that. We'll run some sound as well from the manager, Owen Coyle, who took a lot of responsibility around this, but the players have to as well. And I talk with Giles Barnes about that tonight. We'll find out if the players are circling the wagons and trying to get things ready. Jordan Morris, and we do have this soundbite, scored his first ever Major League Soccer goal for Seattle. Mark my words, he'll have 10-plus by the end of the season. This kid is talented. Here's what it sounded like.
Times out of 10, Stephen Fry is able to come out and clean it up.
Ivancic, what a ball through. Great run from Morris. He's got his first professional goal for Seattle Sounders. What a wonderful finish.
But excellent spin on the ball. Great first touch from Morris and the simplest of roll-ins afterwards.
On another day, we continue to talk about that pass, but this is Jordan Morris's moment.
Oh, the natural sound sounded beautiful there. And good for Jordan Morris because he's talented and he's one that we're all looking at to hopefully produce for the United States national team. Speaking of the U.S. national team, I would expect there's a good chance you might see Christian Pulisic from Hershey, Pennsylvania. 17 years of age, scores for Dortmund in the German Bundesliga.
And there's a touch from the corner.
Third one of the afternoon for Borussia Dortmund, taken short. Kagawa. Hummels, nice link-up play. Pulisic! Oh, yes! It's so sweet. The youngster, an historic day for the young American. Borussia Dortmund finally break through on the 38th. 1-0 over Hamburg.
How about that? Imagine that, being just 17 years of age and scoring a goal in the German Bundesliga for the club, a club that has the history that Dortmund does. Absolutely remarkable. Twitter, Glenn Davis Sock. Facebook, Soccer Matters. Instagram, Glenn Davis Soccer. We are streaming at ESPN975.com. Again, the number to call in, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. Also coming in studio to be a part of the roundtable in the second hour, Chioma Abogagu, and I'm hopefully going to get that right. She is a member of the Houston Dash, played at Stanford, played also with the Arsenal ladies in England. The Houston Dash had a very good opening win, 3-1 over the Chicago Red Stars. Let's go to the phone lines. We'll start it off tonight with Jason. Jason, what's on your mind?
Hey, Glenn, thanks for taking my call. Hey, first of all, you'll never walk alone. Diehard Liverpool fan. Ended up, you know, being at work. I didn't actually get to watch the game until on replay, but I was listening to it for sure. And, man, what a result. What a game. You know, kind of thought we were down and out, especially after two quick goals, but just wanted to get your thoughts on that game and the fact that, you know, with the way Liverpool have been playing this year, at least in the Premier League, they've had their ups, but then they've had their downs. It was good to see them not have a layoff this Saturday, and then they've got a good derby this tomorrow. So I wanted to get your thoughts on what you think of Liverpool's chances up against Everton. I'll hang up and listen.
Thank you very much, Jason. Well, how much energy has Jurgen Klopp infused into Liverpool? Games of drama like that can go a long way. I mean, that was just epic. That was one of the most remarkable games I've ever witnessed. And if any of you Liverpool supporters are out there, I'd love to get your thoughts because what a week it was for you with Liverpool legend Alan Kennedy in town. We had a wonderful, unique opportunity to interview him right here in studio. But then for that game to occur on Thursday, just absolutely remarkable. But I think he's getting a lot out of these players. He's brought an energy. And if they allow him to bring a couple more pieces in that makes this a little bit more of his team, watch out. You've got a wonderful manager and a character in that position, but a great soccer mind as well as a motivator. It's so much fun now to watch Liverpool. Think how much more fun and interesting Liverpool has become since Jurgen Klopp became the manager. 713-780-3776 is the number. Merseyside Derby, I believe, tomorrow, as Jason mentioned. Anybody going to the Gorgeous Gale for that one or Bayern Munich for that one? That's a good one. Dynamo dominated by Los Angeles, 4-1. Not an area of the game they won. I'm going to say I'm concerned, and I'll tell you why I'm a little bit concerned. And then I'm going to position it very differently and show you how you might not be concerned. My concern is the inconsistency that, you know, we heard Owen Coyle, the manager, talk about last year, has reared its ugly head. We got really wowed by, you know, this wonderful attacking 11 goals in three games to start the year. But it's not being married with results. And from a defensive standpoint, the elementary mistakes made against Los Angeles are pretty tough to stomach. They're individual mistakes. They're collective mistakes. I did a breakdown over on Facebook Soccer Matters. And I want some of your thoughts tonight on the Dynamo Los Angeles and where the Dynamo are right now. Are you nervous about the Dynamo now? Remember, they're going 6 out of their next 8 on the road, starting with Columbus Saturday. 6 out of their next 8. They won only twice on the road last year. They got to turn this around now. And they're going to have to figure this road thing out, because this is a pretty significant period. And I know everybody says, well, it's a long season. But that song and dance and the woulda, coulda, shoulda, that's got to get changed. We'll talk to Giles Barnes today. I'm going to run some of the sound from Owen Coyle. And I feel for the manager, because when managers go through these situations, when you're putting the work in and you're giving the game up in stoppage time, it's tough. It is tough, and it's you know, I can guarantee you that manager is losing sleep because of the passion and heart he has for it. But you're not being unfair if you don't question what's going on. And you're not being unfair as a fan to question performance. And I think sometimes in sport these days, you know, we're all such fans that, you know, nothing ever goes wrong. It's okay to be disappointed right now, because I'm sure those players are and the manager is. And it's got to get figured out. These four goals... you know, from a long driven ball into the box from Ashley Cole that should be dealt with easily in the air. And I think it was Leggett who comes in and basically throws around two Dynamo defenders. I think one was DeMarcus, and I think the other one might have been Raul Rodriguez. Ball drops to Dos Santos. And this is a couple minutes after scoring a wonderfully put together set piece from the Dynamo. Now it's 1-1. It's so deflating. And it has to be dealt with. You know, it's a long ball hit. It's a ball that can be measured. It's a ball that a defender should get up and win strongly and with conviction. And it drops, and it's 1-1. And I know this happens, but it's just happened repeatedly for the Dynamo. It's too much. It's happened too many times. You can't write it off. Now, if the Dynamo win these two games, they should have won, conceding goals in stoppage time to New England and also to Seattle. There's an additional 6 points. You're sitting on 11 points, and you might be sitting here right now talking about, well, it was just an off night. And it was an off night just like the FC Dallas game, the off night they had, because we pounded them 5-0. Guess where FC Dallas is? Number one in the West, that's their only loss. That's a legitimate off night. And if you want to talk off night, you can say legitimately, FC Dallas had an off night based on what they've done since then. Now, let's hope the Dynamo can go on a run here. 6 out of the next 8 on the road. It starts with Columbus. A lot going on. The second goal, 21st minute, Bajo Husidic. Wins the ball in midfield off Maidana. Vertical defending, coming back towards his own goal, gets a poke tackle in. Steven Gerrard picks it up, runs at the Dynamo defense, lays it wide. And a ball is cut back, and Husidic scores the goal. The guy, yes, who won the ball in midfield. Was parried away by Joe Willis. Could he have held it? Lost some possession in a bad area. Punished. 31st minute. That made it 2-1 LA. Now it's 3-1 LA. Gerard winning the ball. Just gets there before Rico Clark, but with his touches behind the entire Dynamo midfield. He's wide, and he hits a world-class ball. It's driven. It's accurate. It's to Gio Dos Santos. He brings it down, and he scores. It's at an angle. Question is, could somebody have gotten ahead on it? Should the Dynamo have been prepared? Or are we going to just write this off to a brilliant ball from Gerard and a brilliant finish from Dos Santos? 49th minute, Jazzy Zardes. This one killed me because this was a team goal. Off distribution from Joe Willis. Knocks it over the halfway line. Now, Will Bruin is going deep on a center back. But Willis's long ball doesn't get that far. It gets beyond his midfield, doesn't get to Bruin. So one of two things has to happen. Either a midfielder's got to get higher up the field and flick it on, or Bruin is going to have to come back to the ball and be the first there. But one thing you cannot let happen is somebody have a free header and pound it right back out, right back at a defense that's pushing out. So what happens? The right back, A.J. De La Garza, cuts inside in front of Bruin. Nobody contests him. He's the smallest guy on the field. He thumps a header forward. The Dynamo are caught in a poor team shape. I think DeMarcus is caught upfield. Dos Santos comes off the other three that are deeper. Flicks it into the space that's vacated in the left back position. And a guy runs onto it. I'm trying to remember who ran onto it. Somebody ran onto it wide. And then whipped across a ball the face of the goal, and Zardes gets there, and all the hope is dashed and doused right in the beginning of the second half. Tough night. And I'm sorry that, you know, we're doing radio after a tough night like that, but we have to be real at this point. It was brutal. Premier League, Manchester United 1-0 over Aston Villa. Yes, again, Marcus Rashford, the 18-year-old, and I think the Manchester United under-21s won that league in the Premier League, so there's something else to hold your hat on. And I'm still not convinced it's going to be Jose Mourinho. Now, if you're a Manchester United fan, do you really want Jose Mourinho at your club? Is he the right manager for your club? Not saying he's not talented. Chelsea beaten at home 3-0 by Champions League semifinalist Manchester City, who today drew 1-1 with Newcastle. Leicester City and West Ham 2-2. All kinds of controversy in that. Vardy sent off. Could miss 2 to 3 games. That is huge in the Premier League race. Or is it? Friday, Saturday, I was at BBVA Compass Stadium, and I can tell you one thing, Dynamo and Dash fans are passionate. Had a wonderful time just taking it in as a fan, talking to people, listening to people. It was great fun. Thank you for all who came up and acknowledged the radio show and talked about all the things going on soccer-wise. Your passion is something that is contagious. We'll take a quick break before we go. Quick word here for the Daspit Law Firm. John Daspit treats every case as if it's his own. 713-364-0915. Toll free at 888-273-1045. So they work for you 24-7. They handle boat, car, chemical exposure, oil field, industrial, 18-wheeler, motorcycle, medical accidents. DaspitLaw.com. They are proud supporters of Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. And John Daspit was on the side of the field for the Dynamo game against L.A., had those field seats and enjoyed the match, except for the result. All right, we'll take a break. We'll talk some Copa Centenario. We've got a lot more to come. Game On for 90 is coming up next, and we want to take your phone call, 713-780-3776.
You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
This group, The Darkness, playing tonight down at the House of Blues. Amigo Energy wants you to save money on energy costs. Now, whether it's residential or business, it's Amigo Energy. AmigoEnergy.com. They've got the Nights Free program. Sleep cool year-round and pay no energy charges from 9 p.m. to 7 a.m. They're great rates. They've got friendly customer service, great savings, and it's only a few steps away. Amigo Energy, proud sponsors of Soccer Matter here on ESPN 97.5. Go to AmigoEnergy.com and save money. Also, quick word here, a reminder. If you haven't gotten your tickets yet, you got to jump on this. The world's best soccer players coming to Houston. Chicharito, Giovanni Dos Santos, Jaimes Rodriguez, many more. Now, this is the 100-year-old Copa America. They're calling it the Copa Centenario. This is history in the making because it's never been held outside of South America. 32 games, 16 teams, there'll be one champion. Yes, the stars will be here. Copa America Centenario. So what we've got in Houston, we've got Colombia and Jaimes Rodriguez against Costa Rica and Keylor Navas and Joel Campbell. Mexico taking on Venezuela. Of course, El Tri under their manager Juan Carlos Osorio against the Vino Tinto. And a semifinal match at Energy Stadium. And that's, I mean, it's almost a lock. There's a could bet it's going to be Argentina. It could very well be Argentina and the U.S. There's a lot of scenarios, but one would consider that Argentina would likely be there. Individual tickets are now on sale at ca2016.com. Individual tickets at ca2016.com. All right, we welcome you back. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776.
Game on, man.
Here's Glenn Davis.
Game on.
With Game On for 90.
Presented by Bud Light.
Game on, game on.
All right, here we go. It might just have been a game changer in the Premier League. Leicester drawing 2-2 with West Ham and controversy at the King Power. The sending off of striker Jamie Vardy, who is the lightning rod that makes the Foxes go. Now, Vardy could miss 2 to 3 games, and this might just be the change of the storyline for what has been the greatest sports story in the world, Leicester City. Spurs are in form. They narrowed the gap to 5 points with a slicing, dicing, creative goal-scoring masterpiece at the Britannia, led by Dele Alli and Harry Kane, who both bagged 2 goals for Spurs. Now, the media is jumping all over the possibility that the door has been opened again due to Leicester City's draw. Yes, Spurs is in form. They're a force to be reckoned with, and this could be their impetus to winning out potentially. But let's remember a few facts. When Jamie Vardy was out of the lineup for Leicester City earlier in the year, the team results did not suffer. One has to think that Leicester City can move forward. But with their hints of cracking under pressure in their recent match, or was this just that they are close to the big prize and that they can taste it with some of that emotional output? Will this be just a blip on the radar screen for Leicester City in the end? Only time is going to tell. But the intrigue of this race in the Premier League is keeping us all on the edge of our seats. And that is Game On for 90, brought to you by Bud Light.
Game On for 90 is presented by Bud Light. Join the Bud Light party today.
All right, so what are you thinking about the Jamie Vardy situation? Could get 2 to 3 games. Now, remember, he was out for 5 or 6 games, and quite frankly, they didn't miss him. Of course they missed him, but they were able to navigate without him. So the plot for this great football story continues. It has changed a little bit here. And 2 to 3 games. We'll wonder what happens. We'll see what happens with Vardy. I think it's going to be 2. 703-780-3776. We're talking Dynamo. We're talking Houston Dash. Where are you, Dash fans? You saw a wonderful attacking night from the Houston Dash. We are talking Spurs on the rise right now. A team that is capable of playing direct. A team that is capable of building the game up. Team that has got some of the best youth right now that's representing England. Dele Alli, Harry Kane, and a young manager in Mauricio Pochettino, the Argentine. It is some pretty exciting stuff. By the way, if you're a Spurs fan or new to being a Spurs fan, and they generally congregate down at Bayern Munich, I recommend this book to you. It's called The Glory Game by Hunter Davies. The Glory Game by Hunter Davies. I read it as a kid. It is a fabulous story. And a fabulous book. All right, to the phone lines and Bilal. Bilal, what's on your mind?
Hey, Glenn, love the show.
All right, so Bilal, I want you to and all the other listeners to continue to inundate Kirsten, who is handling our phone lines tonight here, with calls and opinion. So the floor is yours, Bilal.
Well, I actually wanted to get your opinion on Robert Hoos. I don't know if he's a victim of his size, but over the weekend he was brought down, and that was a no-call. And a couple weeks back, his shirt was ripped off, and that was a no-call again inside the box. So I want to know, is he a victim of his size, or is it just Leicester City is too far ahead and they want to keep it competitive?
No, I don't think he's a victim of his size. I don't think it's a conspiracy theory. I think, obviously, he was mugged on that penalty, and then that was the penalty that should have been called, and then the other one should not have been called, quite frankly.
I agree with that.
Leicester ultimately got, that wasn't a penalty. But Huth was absolutely mugged. Look, he's a big center back. He's a target off set pieces. The clutching, the grabbing, there can never be any consistency with all this. Every year people say we're gonna watch this closer. We're going to begin to send people off. It never happens. The officiating, as much as you want to criticize the Orlando game in Major League Soccer, for all you Premier League fans, the officiating has been pretty poor, and that Leicester game is one right there. So don't think it's all that holier than thou out in the Premier League when it comes to refereeing. There's been some nightmarish refereeing in that league as well, and I think it's going to continue. It's human error. It's us with about 19 million angles with a camera, and frankly, who wants to be a referee? But the basic calls you have to get right. There's just too much at stake for these managers, these players, and everybody involved. Anything else, Bilal?
I just wanted to say I think Newcastle, between their performance today, I think they're saving their season, and Rafa Benitez is saved his managerial career with what he's done in the last 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah,
between winning last week and then tying against Manchester City, who's in the Champions League semifinals, I think this is they've saved themselves.
Well, it's a great club, and having been and spent a summer in Northern England on Whitley Bay up there, and been around Newcastle and the Newcastle fans and the Spanish City up there, it is an amazing soccer area. So it would be very sad if they were relegated. So let's hope the Geordies and everybody in Geordieland remains in the top flight. Bilal, thank you for the call tonight.
Thank you.
All right, we continue on right now. Lone Star Sports and Entertainment. He's David Fletcher joining us now. We're going to talk a little Copa Centenario. David, how are you?
Doing fantastic, Glenn. Thank you so much for the time. I know it's a busy time of year with soccer and getting ready for an even busier summer. And you mentioned Copa America, a big part of that.
It is, and it's exciting. It's the first time it's ever been held out of South America. David Fletcher and Lone Star Sports and Entertainment. Jamie Roots over there. So talk to us a little bit about, a couple months out now, and it's not that far away. Tickets are moving right now. Talk a little bit about some of the things that you guys over there are doing and we are doing as a community here to welcome the Copa Centenario here to Houston.
Yeah, as you mentioned it, Glenn, once in a lifetime opportunity, really the first ever opportunity to bring this great international and very prestigious and the oldest international soccer tournament in the world to the United States for the first time in celebration of the 100th anniversary. I know you've talked about it extensively here on your show. And here in Houston, we're really excited about it. We've obviously got a great history of soccer, the Dynamo and what they've done, the great international matches that have come to NRG Stadium over the years. And we get a chance to take it to a new level with Copa America Centenario. Three matches here in Houston, June 11th, June 13th, June 21st, featuring at least four great teams. And for those of you that haven't seen the calendar yet, what a treat we have here in Houston to have the likes of the Mexican national team back here for its 15th time in the last 10 years, more than any other market has been able to host that team, and a lot of excitement around them. Playing a Venezuela team that they were able to beat a couple years ago in a friendly down here, a very hard-fought friendly at that, if you remember back to 2012. As it relates to the other pool round game that we have, an opportunity to watch one of the great young teams in Colombia and James Rodriguez and what that team has been about over the last few years. It's been really fun to watch. They take on a Costa Rican team that has also been no stranger to Houston, having played in Gold Cups. And then we get to cap it off on the 21st with a semifinal match, which, if the draw holds, as chalk would see the United States taking on Argentina and Lionel Messi. on the biggest stage here in Houston. So, you know, we're getting ready in a number of ways. It's been a very busy calendar at NRG Stadium this year. The rodeo just wrapping up, Final Four coming to town, and Super Bowl at the end of this year, in addition to all the other events in the Texan season ahead. But this is something really special for the community, and a real great opportunity to see the world-class players of this hemisphere on the biggest stage here in Houston. There's a lot going on the soccer calendar this summer with the ICC and with the traditional friendlies, as well as the other events getting ready for Olympics. All the big names are coming to the U.S. for this event.
Yeah, let me drop a few more for Colombia, David, because Colombia, by the way, for many people, and I know they're listeners of my show that have been following them in World Cup qualifying, of course, they won at Bolivia 3-2. That's no easy task. And that was back on March 24th. On the 29th, they beat Ecuador at home 3-1. It's very difficult to go to Bolivia at altitude. But, you know, think of the names. And I know everybody goes right to Jaime Rodriguez. But, you know, you got Christian Zapata. You got David Ospina in goal. A number of guys that really provided some great moments in the World Cup. Carlos Bacca, another one we would have to bring up.
Mm-hmm.
It's a team that is littered with players that play at Milan, PSV, Inter, Boca Juniors, great Colombian teams like Independiente Medellin, Borussia Dortmund in Germany. You name it, they've got these players, and of course a great manager in Jose Pekerman. So Colombia is going to be a big draw, I think, in Houston, and I think we're going to find out we have more Colombians in our community than we know. David, how are the tickets flying right now for this tournament?
Going very well. You know, they got a late start to the tournament coming together, but that's led to a lot of pent-up anticipation. So great opportunity to get tickets at ca2016.com. You can also go to lsse.net and follow the link through to that. As I mentioned, once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to see these great stars, and we're really excited for NRG, given all the history that we've had over the last decade in building the soccer brand here, and certainly continuing that over at BBVA Compass. It's a great opportunity to get out and see world-class players, the best of the best, as I mentioned, that will be available for this event, unlike some of the other ones going on this summer. So ca2016.com is a good place, or listen right here to Soccer Matters. You guys over the next few weeks will be helping us out and providing an opportunity for some fans to win some tickets as well. So.
Yeah, we're looking forward to giving those Copa Centenario tickets away. David, as always, thank you very much. Congratulations on these great games coming to Houston, Texas. And, you know, it just is a great reminder with our facilities here and our location in this country that the international content coming through here just continues to – the bar continues to get raised. We've got the Copa Centenario here in Houston. And our thanks to David Fletcher of Lone Star Sports and Entertainment.
Hey, Glenn, appreciate your support as always. And one more plug, if I can, a great way to follow what's going on around Copa and the social media space. Copa Houston 2016, at Copa Houston 2016. Great opportunity to check things out there. But again, Glenn, looking forward to seeing you out there and the great summer of soccer we have ahead of us.
We're going to have a great time. David, thank you as always for coming on, and we look forward to giving out some of those tickets. And we're looking forward to seeing Colombia, Costa Rica, Mexico, Venezuela, semifinal at NRG, individual tickets now on sale at ca2016.com. Thank you very much, David.
Take care.
Thank you. All right. So it's David Fletcher of Lone Star Sports and Entertainment. It takes me back to, 2002, first ever soccer game at then Reliance Stadium, Mexico, in the U.S., 70,000 people. Just got a smile on my face. Mr. Eddie Robinson just came into studio here. All right, he's going to be a part of the second hour. By the way, second hour is going to be awesome. Got a number of people coming in. Rene Aguilar of ESPN Deportes, Eddie Robinson and I, which, by the way, I want to remind you, Dynamo fans, the road game this weekend against the Columbus Crew is on Cube 57 over-the-air television. Okay? I'll say it again. KUBE 57. Messi scored his 500th, but it was all in vain. They go down to Valencia. Whoever thought the race would be on in La Liga, but it is. So much to talk about here tonight. We'll take a quick break. Leo Ponce, the show dedicated to him tonight. We'll take a break here. It's a 7-Up and a Budweiser break.
You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. It's DaspitLaw.com. John Daspit and his law firm treat every case as if it's their own. 713-364-0915 for Daspit Law. Toll-free 888-273-1045. Bilingual. They're working for you 24/7. They do it in English and Spanish. Boat, car, chemical exposure, oil field accidents, industrial, 18-wheeler, motorcycle, medical, you name it, they cover it. It's John Daspit. It's the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. And HoustonDynamo.com, that's where you get your tickets, brings us our interview tonight with Giles Barnes. He joins us now. Giles, thank you very much for coming on the program.
No problem, Glenn.
Well, I mean, without really beating around the bush here, let's get to the L.A. game. It was not a great night for you and your teammates. It one that started out very, very promising. Where's the team right now ahead of the game in Columbus on the road?
You know, we've got to draw a line under that one, you know, Glenn. We've got to move forward. We know that that wasn't acceptable. We've held ourselves accountable. You know, the thing with Owen is he likes to kind of take all the blame for himself, but we've got to stand up as men and be counted. He puts us out there to do a job, and none of us fulfilled that job at the weekend. So we've drawn a line in it. We've spoken about it. And we are actually really looking forward to the game against Columbus to really put those things right and give the fans something to shout about.
You as a captain, you know, did you guys get together? Did you circle the wagons? Did you guys have any conversations on your own outside of the management structure to talk about what's going on? Because, you know, if we go back, and I hate to say this, but if we go back even to the 2013 season where Tally Hall stood on his head, there have been defensive problems for a number of years now.
Yeah, we've spoken as a collective unit, you know. We're not going to point fingers at the defense or anything like that. What we are is we are together and we attack as a team and we defend as a team. So there's every single person out there that needs to be accountable for what's going on. And that's what everyone understands. And the great thing about this team, you know, is the camaraderie that we do have within the group. Everyone's working hard. You know, we're back in training again, working hard. Everyone's really pushing because what happened on at the weekend, it can't happen again. And it's down to us to make sure that it doesn't happen again. So as I said, it's been nice and positive. We've drawn the line under the weekend, and we really have to go and take the game to Columbus.
How about guys like DeMarcus Beasley? Obviously, yourself with experience now internationally. Ricardo Clark, are those guys speaking up?
Of course they are. You know, DeMarcus has obviously had a fantastic career, so everyone's always listening to what he's got to say. Ricardo, another one who's also had a fantastic career, but it's also the likes of Tyler Derrick, Will Bruin, David Horst that are stepping up. But everyone is included in that, you know. Raul Rodriguez. We want everybody's input because, as I said, we're a team and we're in this together, so it's good that everyone's on the same page and everyone's going for the same thing.
Dynamo captain Giles Barnes joining us here on ESPN 97.5. Simply put, Giles, what's the problem defensively?
To be honest with you, Glenn, I think, as I said, I think it's a collective problem. I think we've been a little bit soft coming to the back end of the games. It's just why teams have scored late goals on us. Our game management hasn't been correct, and that's nothing that anyone from the side can do. That's us as men and as players on the pitch. I think at times we've tried to be a little bit too cute on the pitch in the last 92 minutes, in the last 2 minutes of a game, instead of turning it into the corners and trying to win free kicks and, you know, playing ugly. I think that's what we've got to get back to as well. We play some wonderful football. We've got some great attacking flair. But we need to learn how to manage the situations that we're in. And we also need to make sure that we close our games.
You've been on teams where there has been a singular leader, right? You've been on teams where is that one guy, you look across the locker room and you kind of go, yeah, people follow his lead. They listen to him. I've been on teams like that. You are the captain now. Is that something that you have to develop now as the captain? Is that something that this team needs? Talk to me.
I think it's something that, you know, I'm going to try my very best to get us out of this situation. But no one man is a team. So I'll need everyone by my side. We'll be need to take them into battle, you know. But this has hurt me deeply. I don't want anyone to think that it's not affected us as a team and us as individuals. And the coaching staff, you know, because with such a fantastic organization, and fans is something to shout about. We feel, obviously, attacking-wise, we've been pretty decent this year, so it's about seeing it out defensively as a collective unit.
Yeah, it has been promising from an attacking standpoint, and I don't think there's any question. If you can marry the collective defending side of it, you got something special here. Owen Coyle said, and he kind of questioned it, you know, or I think you said this. Wasn't it you who said in the post game, do you hurt, do you care enough to make a difference?
I think that was Owen.
Was that Owen? Okay.
Yeah, I think it was Owen. But, you know, it's got to be a question. If it doesn't go out there and if it doesn't hurt you. A lot of people are different as well. Everyone's got their own personality. Just because you don't see somebody throwing tantrums on the pitch or, you know, off the pitch, it doesn't mean that it doesn't hurt them. And that's what I think you get to know as the older you get, and you get to see in different personalities, different nationalities all come together. And what we do have in that locker room is it does hurt. You know, we come into training the next day and no one really wants to talk because they're still gutted. You get into the changing room after the game and it's a dead silence because we know what we're capable of, and that what we produced, it wasn't anywhere near up to the standard that we should be holding ourselves accountable for.
Quick question for me, because, you know, again, I'm from afar when I'm watching these games. Is there enough communication going on? Are enough people talking on that field?
You know, that's funny. I actually, this is probably one of the most teams I've been on for talking, and that probably sounds crazy to you guys. But there's always some form of communication going on. I just don't think because it's necessarily shouted out loud and for people to be seen, but there's always people talking over their shoulders. Always something going on. You know, if there's a corner kick, if there's something, people are always talking. And I think because you don't really see people pointing and you know, shouting and jumping up and down about it, it gets missed. But there's a lot of communication going on.
Yeah, that's interesting because, you know, you can't always tell from when you're afar, like in our position. Well,
no,
Giles, Columbus, and here's a team that finally wins their first game, and you guys get them at a tough time here because they unleash a couple of their goal scorers. Kamara gets one, Finley gets one, Merrim gets one. They had only scored 3 goals prior. They hadn't won a game. They have. Is this game in Columbus, Giles, about the crew and their recent breakout, scoring a couple of goals and getting their first win, or is this more about you and your teammates in the Dynamo?
I think it's got to be about us. You know, we shouldn't fear anybody. I understand, obviously, the results haven't gone our way, but we all still believe in each other. And obviously, the crew have just started to get on the goal scorers have just started to score. We've been scoring, so we've just got to make sure that we're sound defensively and shouldn't have a problem. Focus on them.
Well, Giles, thank you very much for coming on the program. We wish you and the Dynamo the best of luck out in Columbus.
Thank you very much.
All right, that's Giles Barnes, captain of the Houston Dynamo. That game you can catch on the Cube 57. Join Eddie Robinson, Matt Peterson, and I for the call of that one. 6 o'clock pregame, 6:30 is when the Dynamo kickoff will occur at MAPFRE Stadium in Columbus against last year's MLS Cup finalists. How about a little Houston Dash now? 3-1 winners over the Chicago Red Stars. I made my way down to BBVA Compass Stadium. By the way, if you got some thoughts on the Giles Barnes interview you just heard from the captain ahead of Columbus after the loss to Los Angeles, 713-780-3776. I want you to make our board operator, Kirsten, busy right now. So again, bring an opinion, 713-780-3776. So caught the Dynamo on Friday night. Then, Saturday night, went down and caught the opening game of the NWSL season for the Houston Dash. They beat the Chicago Red Stars 3-1, enjoyed the match, great energy. The three up front, Rachel Daly, Kalia Ojai, Janine Becky, bringing a very diverse mix of pace, ideas, skill to make things very uncomfortable for Chicago. It was 1-1 at halftime. You saw Julie Johnston of the U.S. Women's National Team as a center back for Chicago. Stephanie Oakes got into the lineup for the Dynamo. The Dash in the second half after an ACL injury, so it was nice to see her back. Pauliana getting right, getting forward on the right side, the Brazilian. And by the way, the Dash did this without U.S. National Team member Morgan Bryan. So great night, good first ever win. It's only one game. The same night, there was an announcement, again, as the content continues to flow into Houston. The NWSL final. The league championship game will be held here in Houston at BBVA Compass Stadium. Rachel Daly voted the NWSL Player of the Week. So it's a good start for the Houston Dash. And you can get tickets for the Dash and the Dynamo over at HoustonDynamo.com. And they're one of the sponsors of this show as well. And by the way, we're going to have a Houston Dash Chioma Abagagu in studio here tonight as a part of the roundtable with Eddie Robinson and Renee Aguilar of ESPN Deportes. So continue to take your phone call, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. There's always constant chatter around playoffs and a relegation and promotion or a promotion and relegation system. But you have to say right now, even in England, in the Premier League, there's probably eight teams that really aren't playing for anything right now. On the theory that they're either not going to get relegated and or they're not going to be either in a Champions League place or a Europa League place. You know, you're talking the Stokes, the Chelseas, the Evertons. And for all of you who want a promotion relegation system here in the United States, somebody explain to me how that's going to happen when you got owners putting $100 million into buying these teams now. Unless you can get a consensus amongst these owners that they want to gamble and create a second division, it struggles. And I just mentioned Chioma Abagagu's name. Chioma, just shake your head if I said that right or wrong. Yeah. Okay. Well, we're gonna get it down here tonight. Thank you very much for coming in. We'll bring you on in a little bit here. So Houston Dash in the house. Edgar Valise bringing her in here. We're gonna have some time to get that pronunciation right, and I promise I will. So I'm already gonna get lashed. The smartest person in the room just came in here. She's a Stanford grad, by the way. Sorry about that, Eddie. We'll take a quick break here. Word as we go to break here. Just gotta remind you again, Amigo Energy. You want to save money on energy costs. I know Eddie Robinson does. Whether it's residential or business, it's Amigo Energy. AmigoEnergy.com. They got the Nights Free program over there. You sleep cool year-round. You pay no energy charges from 9 p.m. to 7 a.m. Great rates. Friendly customer service. Savings are only a few steps away. Again, it's Amigo Energy. AmigoEnergy.com. And save money. Nights Free program. It's a good one. Our thanks to Everard Santa Marina and Amigo Energy. All right, we'll take a break. 7-Up Bud Light break. Not for any active soccer players, though.